T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Because yes. I'm going to tell you who does this stuff. It does it great. And this is Brandon Lee Gowton and the great people at Bleeding Green Nation. And we are thrilled to have him on our show right now. Hi, Brandon.
Good morning, guys.
Brandon, what are your polls indicating on the fans and whether or not they want Josh McDaniels as the head coach?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to surprise anyone, Angelo, that not the most popular option out there for sure. And I was looking at the poll at Bleeding Green Nation yesterday. 27% said yes, they want Josh McDaniels. 73, no.
Wow, 73. 3 out of 4 Eagle fans do not want him. I spent a lot of the day yesterday after reading a terrific analysis you did of how close the Eagles may be to signing him, really reading about the guy, Brandon, and he's not a bad choice. I think it's a pretty decent choice. If it's not Deuce, give me your thoughts on it.
The one word I would use, Angelo, to describe how I feel about the Eagles hiring Josh McDaniels, skeptical. How could anyone not be skeptical of a guy who, first of all, let's say the Eagles actually make this hire. I mean, is he going to come here? Do we know that for sure? Is he going to back out again? Like, we don't know that.
Right.
And not to mention all the issues that went on in Denver. There's a lot of red flags here.
All right, but you got to admit, you have had. In fact, he shows you the whole list, and then I don't know how he does it on the internet, Al. He crosses names out.
Yeah.
You can. That's real high-tech stuff.
Oh, my God.
It's great the way you do that, Brandon. But, Brandon, you look down that whole list, which is what I did yesterday. This guy has credentials that are better than pretty much everyone, and he's the least likely guy to be a yes man for Howie and Jeff. Don't you agree with that?
That's the interesting angle. I think, you know, it's going to be very interesting to see, you know, what kind of concessions are made here. Like, what does the power structure look like? Now, you can say, okay, and look, in theory, less power for Howie Roseman, I'm all for that. But you're giving it to the guy who traded multiple picks to get Tim Tebow? That's the guy who you want getting more power?
All right, you're ruining my buzz. All right, so hold on. There's a lot to explore here. First of all, let's move back for a minute because you got a nice little thing you're doing with the up at the top of your screen where it used to say the Eagles are the champions and now says, thanks, Doug Peterson. Were you surprised they got rid of him, and did you agree with the decision to fire Doc?
I was not surprised. I caught wind of something about this happening the Friday night before, you know, the Monday it happened. I heard that Doug failed his exit interview. And from there, you know, it was surprising at that time because we thought he might be back. He was at the press conference right after the day after the season and everything. But, when you look at his plan, his proposed plan, you know, to bring back these assistants, it just seemed like Doug wasn't going to be back unless he was back on his terms and his terms only. And the Eagles clearly were not okay with that.
All right, but Brandon, there's two elements to why he got fired. One is the assistants, Press Taylor, which was a terrible decision by him and possibly a fireable offense if he stuck to his guns and said a guy who could not fix Carson was going to get more power. That made no sense. But the other thing is just his sense that he wasn't completely behind Wentz, that he has kind of moved over to Hurts, which made sense to me based on this season. Which do you think had more bearing on his firing? Was it that he wanted Press Taylor or that he wasn't completely locked in on Carson?
I think if Doug was willing to do what the Eagles wanted him to do yet again and kind of have things forced on him like they were last year and they didn't work out, I think he could be back. I think there's, or at least they would have tried to make things work. The Carson thing is obviously a huge obstacle because it seems pretty clear that Carson did not want him back. I think both things factored in. But I think if Doug was willing to continue to be the yes man, there would a better chance. But I just think he had had enough, and he didn't want to be here anymore. And I think he knew that when he gave that when he gave those proposals to Jeffrey Lurie. Doug knew that he was going to go for that, but he was okay with that.
Yeah, I think you're right on with that one. So I'm just trying to analyze right now. You saw the Jeff Lurie news conference after he fired Doug. What were your thoughts as that 42 minutes was going by?
Oh, my gosh. Well, my first thought, Angelo, is that Howie Roseman, not responsible for any of the Eagles' failures. You know, just, I mean, there wasn't a smidge, not even like a little bit of accountability for the guy who I think, and which is why I was okay with the Eagles firing Doug Peterson, but not only firing Doug Peterson and making him the only problem with the organization. Now, I also think it goes beyond Howie. I mean, it's clearly the owner. It starts from the top. There are a lot of bad decisions being made here, and Howie and Lurie are almost inseparable.
Well, that's where you have to wonder if the reason that Lurie can't, not only won't criticize him, but can't criticize him, is they're making these decisions together. Oh, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, that's the pick. Okay, all right, Jeff.
No, I mean, a terrible pick.
I mean, that's what you have. If you're not going to criticize a guy when there are clear mistakes made from a general manager position, I can only surmise you're involved in these decisions.
Brandon, you believe that? I do, too.
Yeah, it's a great point. I think that's definitely true to that, and I think that's part of the problem. And to, look, for me to say a good thing about Harry Rosen here, I think he's been very smart about this. I think he's tied himself into Jeffrey Lurie so that he's keeping himself safe.
All right, now let's get to the piece that Jeff McClain did, where he really took you behind the scenes of what was going on between Doug and Carson. I read it, and I place a lot more of the blame on Carson for what went down this year. How did you read it, Brendan?
I mean, this is exactly what, you know, and now Jeff did a great job. I'm not trying to take anything away from him. I'm just saying, like, when I interviewed Joe Santoliquido, you know, for Bleeding Green Nation back in September, like, literally after the Eagles' Week 1 game, I mean, this is stuff we talked about, stuff I talked about with Joe, that Carson Wentz changing plays at the line of scrimmage, Carson Wentz not being coachable, cannot take hard coaching. I mean, these are some of the biggest issues with the quarterback of this team, and it's really frustrating because it's like a lot of people might think, okay, you bring in a new head coach, that's going to change everything. I mean, not if he doesn't take to the hard coaching, which I am reluctant to believe. I've never been an anti-Carson Wentz guy. I really have never been that kind of guy. But with where he's at and the fact that he gets benched and it seems like he doesn't even think he's still the biggest issue, then that's really concerning to me.
Yeah, and here's the next thing. This is another reason why I want McDaniels. McDaniels will not commit to a quarterback before he watches them in training camp. Because he may see something we're not seeing. Maybe he'll look at Hurts and go, wow, that guy's got it. I'll bring him along. He's going to be terrific. Brendan, there's no way he would commit. That would not be part of the agreement of him getting a job that he'd have to take Wentz as his starter, would it?
Well, I mean, if you go back to Denver for a second, Josh McDaniels, what's the first thing he goes into Denver? He tries to trade for Matt Castle. Doesn't work out. Jay Cutler gets, you know, is furious, and he wants out of there. So Josh McDaniels come in here, and does he immediately get off on the wrong foot with Carson Wentz? Because there's a precedent for that. I can't say that's not going to happen.
No, in fact, I'm okay with that happening because I have lost all faith in Wentz. And I do think Hurts is a possibility here to get somewhere. All right, Howie Roseman, all right? You deal with the same fans I do, all right? That's the guy the fans can't take. Is there any way he's going to ever leave? Do you see this ever ending, Brandon? Because you know how much the fans can't stand him. I mean, are we stuck with him forever?
I mean, I don't think he's in remote jeopardy of losing his job. I mean, there's no sign that he is, right? Like, I think it would take – it might have to take, like, you know, five straight seasons of winning zero games or something for that to happen. I think Lurie and Howie are tied together. Again, I want to give Howie credit here for that much. I think he's done a great job of tying himself into this thing and making Jeffrey Lurie feel like, you know, I'm the guy who has the answers or I'm the guy you can trust.
You know, I always have one thing that I say in the back of my head, even when things are terrible with the Eagles. God bless them. They're always interesting. You must. I mean, we're in the same line of work here, Brandon, right? Don't you always say, my God, even 4-11-1, weeks after the season, they're still incredibly interesting and everybody's talking about them. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, especially after a season that was very not interesting in many ways, where the games felt like some of the same games week in and week out, and it was like, what's the point of all this? But, I mean, you hired Josh McDaniels. That's probably going to give us something to talk about.
I am not embarrassed to say no less than 3 times a day. I will visit Bleeding Green Nation.
I do the same thing. There's
not, I swear to God, Brandon, all you do is live for the next story. You're amazing. You have a great website, and I appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, guys.
Every day, Al. Every day.
Well,
three
every day
times.
Something else. I mean, every day. God.
It's like noon, 2:30, 5. Three check-ins.
It's a never-ending story going
There's
on.
There's always here. Something going on. It's amazing.
What's the chances they name the new head coach tomorrow on Doug Peterson Day?
That wouldn't be perfect timing for us. But you know the one thing I've learned about Spike Eskin and the people at WIP?
What?
They can pivot instantly.
Yep.
Boom! And now we'll just move them to another day.
In honor of you, Doug, we're moving you to the next day.
What's he going to do, bitch? He doesn't work here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. On the line, I have been waiting days for this, Al. I have a caller named Nicole. Who got the injection.
Nice.
She got it. Let's talk to her and find out about the vaccine. Hi, Nicole.
Good morning.
Congratulations. You got the you got the virus, the vaccine.
I did.
Tell me everything.
I registered with Black Doctors COVID Consortium.
Okay.
It took 2 days to get a appointment. 2 days later, I was at the church on Saturday. Of course, you do not have to be Black, but you have to live in Philly.
All right.
And the whole process took 1 hour.
Oh, my God. And that's it?
That's it.
Do you have any – I mean, you sound fairly young. How old are you?
51.
Nice. She's under the cutoff for that. Do you have any existing medical conditions?
One, yes.
All right, you do. Okay.
But it's not it, – when they interviewed me, they asked me did I specifically have – diabetes or high blood pressure, and I say, and the answer is no. So it wasn't one of those.
Oh wow, because I have high blood pressure. I thought that might get me in. All right. So anyway, does it hurt?
I have my arm was sore for about 2 days.
Did you have any other side effects?
No.
Do you feel now more comfortable knowing you have some protection?
I do. Oh. You still have to wear your mask and social distancing. And the best part about it is while I was there, they made my appointment for my next shot, which is in a month.
Nicole, I got to tell you something. You have performed a near miracle getting the vaccine in the city of Philadelphia.
You have to do is go. I did right. two websites. I did okay. that one and COVID Ready. And whoever emailed me first, that's who I went with.
Well, I'm thrilled you got it. And I'm thrilled you're helping our people to get it as well. Because I have done what I could to try to get it in Philadelphia, and the backup is ridiculous. Al, it's ridiculous. I have turned my attention to the other state where I have property, and that would be New Jersey.
Well,
and that is where
my
hope is.
Sign up for everything.
But, Nicole, I'm thrilled for you. Keep me posted, because I want to see. Once you get that second shot, after like a week, you're in the clear, right?
Hopefully, yep.
Oh, that's awesome. Nicole, great job. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Can I take a try at the game?
Absolutely. I need a popcorn movie.
How about Bad Boys?
Bad Boys
I love
is
that
a good
movie.
One.
Great if that is
right.
on, I watch it.
That is you could end up with a free injection and a free item from us today. Stay right there. Oh, this thing, Al, trying to get.
Just sign up for
the
everything.
Vaccine
yep. That's what I've been doing.
Insane.
Yeah, I have friends in their 30s that got it.
No, I can tell you this for sure. I've done extensive research behind the scenes.
Yeah.
If there's a way you can tie yourself into New Jersey, Governor Murphy, I will say this straight up. Governor Murphy has done a much better job than the Pennsylvania governor Tom Wolf.
Yeah.
Tom Wolf, Al, is not doing a great job. And I'm chagrined to hear what you told me off the air this morning.
Rachel Levine got a
job. Rachel Levine, who I think has been she's throwing more obstacles up than getting people vaccinated, is now going to be part of Biden's administration.
Yeah.
I do not think Rachel Levine has done a great job.
It's tough to get that thing in Pennsylvania. Yeah.
It
weird.
Is tough. Do you understand what the new president tomorrow is going to want?
What?
100 million injections in 100 days.
So 1 million a day, right?
They're going to get, right now, the pace in Philadelphia is 12 per day.
Do you think if they just went to Amazon and said, here, you guys do it?
It would be done.
It would be done.
Chick-fil-A, maybe?
It would be
done.
Oh,
yeah, Chick-fil-A.
You know what I would do?
What?
There's tons of Wawas around here.
Yeah.
Send out one medical professional with a whole bunch of...
And boom, 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 boom. And you
done.
Get a hoagie, a shorty.
Done.
And you get a hoagie, a free hoagie with the injection.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Nice. It works for me.
I'm okay with that.
Right now, I'd pay $100 for the hoagie. Just to get the injection.
Yeah.
Can't get the injection. 215-592. I live in mortal fear on a daily basis.
I've got a hoagie if you want.
I don't want that. I want an injection.
All right.
Do you have a needle?
I'll send you a picture of it.
215. No photos, boys. 215-592-9494. We got a ton of show to go. When we come back, you will hear our new song, the duet, Al, of Uncoachable, which is phenomenal. And you will also hear, Al, we are going to roll out for you some of the baggage that Josh McDaniels is carrying, because it's fairly extensive. Uh-huh. WIP Sports Time is 8:16.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.